In the Arizona desert, a series of unsolved execution-style murders has authorities perplexed and worried. In the past several months, hikers or horseback riders in remote areas outside Phoenix have stumbled across 8 bodies. All of the victims appear to have been illegal immigrants, but until recently, authorities have not been able to draw any connections between the executed men or figure out why they were killed. Mark Moran of member station KJZZ reports.
West of Phoenix on Interstate 10, the landscape gets barren in a hurry. 20 miles outside the city limits, the Arrow Strait Freeway slices through rocky tan desert, stretching for miles in each direction. The ground here is littered with saguaro cacti, scrub brush, and recently with dead bodies.
This is a remote area. You can't get more remote than this close to Phoenix.
Paul Shigoya is a sergeant with the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office. He points to an area near a dead mesquite tree wrapped in torn yellow police tape where one of the men was killed. It is eerily quiet and still out here.
You have that feeling that no one knows that you're out here. No one's going to hear anything that you might, you know, have to say. You know, if you're screaming for help or crying for help, they're not going to hear you.
The bodies began turning up in March. The 8 murdered men were all found in different locations by passersby, but all were bound and gagged, their hands tied behind their backs with phone cord or their own underwear, and shot in the back of the head, gangland style.
This is a new trend of the execution style dumping in the desert.
Alan Hubbard heads the Department of Protection at the Mexican Consulate in Phoenix. The consulate is working with local and federal law enforcement to help unravel the mystery.
Kind of what we see in the movies that would happen with the mafia in Vegas, or that they would throw people and bury people in the desert.
The trouble is, officials aren't sure why that trend is developing. Is it a turf war between drug smugglers, or are the stakes in the increasingly lucrative human smuggling profession getting higher? Or is it anti-immigrant vigilantes trying to send a message? There are a few clues. Last month, police dispatched a 300-person task force, including a mounted posse, into the desert to search for more bodies and for clues. But there has been very little new information and plenty of frustration.
We need help. We're at a dead end.
Joe Arpaio is the Maricopa County Sheriff.
So when you're at a dead end, sometimes you try to bring the public into this, because most cases are solved anyway by tips from the public.
To coax people, especially illegal immigrants who may know something about the cases, into volunteering that information, Arpaio has asked federal officials to give tipsters some protection, regardless of their immigration status. The INS has agreed. People with clues in this case will receive the same safeguards given to people who offered information in the Washington, D.C. area sniper case.
Hey, I've been using informers for 44 years, dope pellers. So, I mean, if you can give a dope peller a pass, what's wrong with giving a minor crime like illegal a pass? I mean, my main objective is to catch the killers.
In the last few weeks, authorities have made one connection that may suggest that the killings are drug-related. 4 of the victims spent time in Arpaio's jail on drug charges before being deported. That fact, and the evidence that suggests these murders were committed by a well-organized group, may help officials solve the crimes. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.